Chapter 4. Presentations at Work. Going with the Flow. 4.2. Introduction. Task 3. Listen to the 5 experts discussing tips for making PowerPoint business presentations more effective. Match the name of the speaker with the key issue he or she has raised.
I always start my workshops by suggesting that presenters plan their presentation on paper before they sit down at the computer. Start by defining the goal of the presentation. What you want the audience to do, feel, understand, or act on when you are done. Once you have the starting point and destination, you can now plan the route that you will use to take the audience through your presentation. This is just like GPS navigation does when determining the best route from your location to a destination. Using sticky notes to lay out the main ideas and supporting data is a good way to see the entire presentation at once.
You don't need to have a graphic design background in order to design slides that are visually appealing. Decide on a simple, standard look for your slides so that the audience has visual consistency throughout the presentation. Select background and text colors that have enough contrast so that the text will be easy to read. For any text, research tells us that a sans-serif font, like Arial or Calibri, is easy to read when projected, so use one of these fonts. For font size, it depends on the size of the screen and the size of the room. But if you use fonts that are at least 24 to 32 point size, you will usually be safe.
Audiences don't want you to read slides full of text to them. Surveys show it's the most annoying thing presenters can do. So use visuals instead of paragraphs of text. Use graphs to illustrate numeric data. Use diagrams to show processes or flows of information or goods. Use pictures to show a person, place, or object. Use media clips to bring the views of others into your presentation. There are many more visuals that you can use.
Creating your presentation at the last minute is not a good idea because it does not allow you to practice and rehearse. Practice is when you sit with your presentation and mentally review what you are going to say and how you want the flow to work. Practice is not enough, although many presenters think it is sufficient. You must also rehearse your presentation by standing and delivering it as if it was for real. This is the only way to check your words, your visuals, and whether the message is as clear as you want it to be. It is also the only way to truly check your timing to make sure you don't run over the allotted time.
In my opinion, the single worst way to end your presentation is with a slide that has the word "questions" in big bold text on it. This type of ending invites your audience to question everything you have just said and does not move them to the last step towards the goal you had set for your presentation. As I have recommended to many of the presenters I have worked with, end your presentation talking about the next steps that you want the audience to take to use the information you have provided. Invite a discussion of the next steps if there is time, but end with a strong call to action so the audience is clear what they are to do next. Without a call to action, the audience is likely to do nothing further, and your presentation goal will not have been achieved.